In the beginning, God made the light, such as it is. Shortly thereafter, God made three big mistakes. And the first of those mistakes was the construction of the poodle. That's right, this is the poodle. The reason the poodle was a mistake is because God wanted to build a German shepherd. He had this girlfriend, you see. But he came up with a poodle. There just wasn't enough material to go around in those days. Then he made two other mistakes. The second one was called man, and the third one was called woo man. The woo man looked at the poodle with lust in her heart, remembering that the poodle in the olden days had hair evenly distributed all over its small, piquant, charming, canine-type body. Didn't look like this at all. Wasn't even pink. Actually, it was kind of dingy brown. The woo man looked at the man and knew that this was a sucker. She turned to the man and said, "Why don't you go get a job?" The man, because he was a sucker, got up and went out and got a job. And he came back and gave the money to the woo man. The woo man took the money from the sucker, and the sucker took a nap. Then the woo man left the Garden of Eden and went to a hardware store and got some clippers, some scissors, and a pair of zircon encrusted tweezers. That's right! Then what do you think she did? She came back to the Garden of Eden itself, grabbed the poodle by the snout, and started clipping on him to give him a disco look. So she cleaned off his back, cleaned off his thorax, his medulla, and over here near the Sheraton in Allentown, Pennsylvania, where they have that little 75-cent glass of orange juice as big as your finger, she got all those unsightly little brown accouterments off of this area. Then she trimmed on his face so that you could see the succulent little red poodle tongue, which was the business end of the dog in those days. And then using her charms, actually induced the dog to sit up on its hind legs with its little snout in the air. And then she went over and she sat on the dog's face and made the snout, whiskers, and little black poodle lips and everything go up into her pee hole. And while she was down there, sort of working the snout, as they say in the trade, she was able, and we don't know how, to this very day, we don't know how she did this. She looked deep into the poodle's eyes and said these words.